The pace of change in search right now, it's dizzying, isn't it? Feels like trying to hit a moving target in the dark.
It really does.
And I know for many of us, trying to find the right marketing partner, the right agency, it just feels overwhelming.
Yeah, especially now.
Traditional agency selection often felt like a bit of a gamble anyway. Lots of talk, maybe some crossed fingers.
Yeah, hoping for the best.
But what if the whole rule book, the entire way we get found online, has just been completely rewritten? And, well, most agencies haven't even caught up.
That's pretty much where we are. The ground has shifted
Okay,
dramatically.
so let's unpack this. Today, we're doing a deep dive into exactly that, how you can intelligently select a marketing agency for generative engine optimization GEO success.
Right, in this new landscape of AI search.
We're pulling insights from a key chapter in an AI search manual and also looking at what really makes a brand feel confident and clear today.
Goal is clarity, definitely.
Our mission here is to give you the critical knowledge you need to identify and then partner with agencies that are truly capable of engineering your brand's relevance in this AI world. We want to break down these complex ideas into something you can actually use.
Actionable insights, that's the key.
So the core challenge is pretty stark. How do you pick an agency that isn't just talking about AI, but genuinely gets how to make you visible when AI is the one answering the questions?
It's a huge question.
It is.
Yeah.
And why are those old methods, the old ways of choosing an SEO partner, why are they suddenly leading us down the wrong path? What's changed so fundamentally?
Well, it's a fundamental shift because the very nature of search itself has profoundly changed. For years, traditional SEO was all about keywords, link building.
Getting to the top of that list.
Exactly, that list of 10 blue links. But think about how you search now or how your customers do.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah, I definitely ask longer questions now.
We all do. And the data backs this up massively. OpenAI's CEO, Sam Altman, recently revealed ChatGPT alone processes 2.5 billion prompts daily.
2.5 billion.
Daily. And get this, 330 million of those are from U.S. users. That number alone is something like 15 to 20% of Google's entire daily search volume.
Wow. Okay, that puts it in perspective. That's not a small shift.
Not at all. And it tells us queries aren't just keywords anymore. They're longer, more complex, conversational, often multimodal, using images or voice.
And the big thing is, people are getting answers directly from the AI, right? Before
Yeah,
they even click a link.
precisely. That's the critical piece. Users get sophisticated answers without visiting a website. So the flaw in the old agency model is they're still laser-focused on ranking number one for your target keywords.
But that target is moving or even disappearing.
Exactly. They're optimizing for a landscape that's rapidly fading. The game isn't just about rankings now. This is why we talk about generative engine optimization, GEO.
Okay.
It's about completely reimagining how brands build authority and visibility, how you engineer relevance across every platform where people find information, not just Google search results.
So, if ranking number one isn't the whole story anymore, what is the story? What's actually happening inside that AI black box that we need to grasp?
Yeah, because the data, when you look at it reveals some really surprising things about how AI actually chooses the content it shows you.
Okay, let's get into that. This is where it gets really interesting, I think.
It absolutely does. And this is where that traditional SEO mindset really starts to fall apart.
Yeah.
Let's look at some specific research. Ahrefs, a big name in SEO tools, did an analysis. This was July 2025.
Okay, pretty recent then.
Very recent. They looked at 1.9 million AI overview citations, pulling from a million different search queries. And their findings were, well, eye-opening.
What did they find?
They found that pages ranking number one in traditional Google search, they only appear in those AI overview citations about 50% of the time.
Only half. Wow, so being number one doesn't guarantee you're the AI's choice.
Not even close. And even more telling, the correlation between your traditional ranking position and actually being cited by the AI, it
Yeah.
was only 0.347.
Which is what, moderate?
Moderate at best. It shows ranking helps. Sure, it improves your chances, but it's clearly not the only factor, maybe not even the main one.
Okay, so ranking helps, but it's not everything. What else?
Well, they found that while 76% of the citations did come from pages already ranking in the top 10, here's the kicker. A crucial 14.4% of the pages cited by the AI didn't even rank in the top 100 in traditional search.
Wait, seriously? Not even in the top 100. Content that's basically invisible on Google.
Invisible in the old sense, yes. but still getting picked up and cited by the AI.
That changes everything.
It really does. As Siquan Ong, who's a respected voice in SEO, put it, SEO still matters. Higher rankings improve your chances. However, our study also suggests that there's something beyond traditional SEO.
That's something beyond.
That's the key phrase. And the conclusion for you listening is pretty clear. Most agencies can talk about rankings, maybe even promise some AI optimization, but very, very few understand how these systems actually fit together. They lack that deep knowledge of the AI mechanics, that mysterious something beyond.
Wow. Okay. So top ranks cited only half the time. Nearly 15% cited aren't even top 100. This something beyond is clearly critical. So how do we spot it? If we're evaluating agencies, what are the concrete things, the capabilities that tell us, okay, this agency gets it. They're ready for this AI era.
Right. How do you separate the talkers from the doers? This is where you need to probe for core capabilities that distinguish a truly GEO-ready partner from a traditional SEO shop.
Okay. Like what?
First, and maybe most importantly, is their technical understanding. Can they actually explain how AI systems choose content to cite? And I mean, explain it beyond just surface-level keyword talk.
What kind of terms should we listen for?
Do they understand concepts like query fan-out, passage retrieval, and content synthesis? Can they talk about those confidently?
Okay, let's break those down quickly. Query fan-out.
Yeah, so when you ask an AI a question, it doesn't just do one simple search. It fans out.
Yeah.
Your one question might trigger dozens of related, more nuanced queries behind the scenes. It's casting a really wide net to truly grasp your intent.
Okay, got it. And passage retrieval.
That's the next step. The AI then sifts through massive amounts of information, not just whole web pages, but specific sentences, paragraphs, these crucial passages that are most relevant to those fanned out queries.
Snippets of information.
Exactly. And finally, content synthesis. This is where the AI takes all those retrieved passages, those snippets, and weaves them together into a single, coherent answer for the user.
Right. The answer you actually see.
Precisely. A true GEO agency understands this whole flow. They know how to optimize your content so it's discovered during that fan out is easily grabbed as a relevant passage and fits neatly into the final synthesized answer. It's worlds away from just counting keyword density.
Okay, technical understanding is number one. What's next?
Second, you need to see real GEO results. Don't settle for case studies about old school rankings. Ask for specific examples of content they've optimized for AI citation.
What would that look like?
Well, have they restructured content into what we call semantic units? Think of these as really clear, self-contained statements. Subject, predicate, object, like the Earth revolves around the sun. Simple, factual nuggets AI can easily extract.
Makes sense. Bite-sized facts.
Exactly. Also, look for structured data expertise that goes beyond basic schema markup. Are they talking about knowledge graph optimization, entity linking? This is about connecting your brand's concepts into the wider web of knowledge, making your content seem more authoritative to an AI.
So it's about context, not just keywords.
Precisely. And ask if they optimize for fraggles.
Fraggles sounds fun.
Huh, yeah. It stands for fragmented passages. These are those super specific little sentences or phrases that AI often pulls directly into its answers. An agency that gets fraggles can help ensure your unique insights, even your product names, show up directly in AI responses.
Okay, that's powerful.
And critically, are they doing cross-platform citation tracking? Not just looking at Google's AI overviews, but tracking citations in ChatGPT, Perplexity, Claude, others. They need to show retrievability metrics, where and how often your content is being cited, not just website traffic.
Right, because the click isn't the only goal anymore.
Exactly. Third, they need to grasp the multi-platform reality. Generative search isn't just one thing. Different platforms serve different needs. We're seeing huge traffic growth from AI like ChatGPT and Perplexity.
People use them differently.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Perplexity is often used for deep research. Users want sources, detailed analysis. ChatGPT is more conversational, maybe for creative tasks or complex explanations. Google's AI overviews tend to give quick, summary answers.
And the AIs themselves prefer different things.
Yes. The systems have different appetites. Perplexity might favor recent authoritative sources. ChatGPT looks for semantic coherence, comprehensive coverage. Google AIO often leans on established domains with strong entity connections. A good agency gets these nuances.
So they need to tailor the strategy for each platform.
They absolutely have to. They should be able to explain how they optimize differently for Perplexity versus Google AIO, for instance, and show you examples. Maybe longer sourced content for one, concise facts for the other.
Okay. Technical depth, real GEO results, multi-platform savvy. What else?
Finally, how do they approach modern search behavior? Queries are longer, more conversational. Your content structure needs to reflect that, almost like having a Q&A within the text.
And rankings are less reliable.
Traditional rank tracking is becoming obsolete because results are so personalized. That idea of a universal number one spot is breaking down. So a GEO-ready agency needs a different way to measure success.
If not clicks or rank, then what?
It's about how they measure success when visibility doesn't automatically mean clicks. Often it's about brand authority and influence within the AI's answer. Are they tracking share of voice in AI responses? How often your brand gets mentioned when users ask about problems you solve? That kind of influence matters more now.
That's a really comprehensive picture. It definitely redefines what we should expect from an SEO agency. So if we're trying to find that cutting-edge partner, what specific technical questions can we ask to really gauge their depth? How do we know they really understand this stuff?
Yeah, that's crucial. It's about moving beyond the buzzwords. You need to ask questions that reveal their applied knowledge. So let's get specific. Ask them about RAG.
RAG-G, Retrieval Augmented Generation.
That's the one. Every serious GEO agency must understand RAG fundamentally. It's the core process. The AI first retrieves relevant info from its database, that's where your content fits in, and then uses that info to generate the answer.
How deep should their explanation go?
They should be able to explain how queries get converted into vector representations. Think of these like unique numerical fingerprints for the query and for your content. The AI looks for the closest matching fingerprints. An agency needs to show how they make your content's fingerprints stand out for the right queries.
Okay, vector representations, what's next?
Then, ask about their vector search and embedding strategy. This gets technical, but it's critical. Ask them to explain their embedding strategy. What are vector embeddings?
Right, the coordinates in conceptual space.
Exactly. Content with similar meaning gets placed closer together. Ask about cosine similarity or embedding distance. How does the AI mathematically measure that closeness? How is your content represented in that space? A top agency understands that optimizing for vector embeddings is key to AI relevance. They should explain how they structure content, even sentences, to create precise vector fingerprints.
Got it. So RA, understanding vector strategy, what else?
Their prompt engineering capabilities. This shows that they actually work with these AI systems hands-on. Ask them to demonstrate their process. How do they test how an AI interprets your content?
Like feeding it product info to see if it gets the key points?
Exactly that. And how do they reverse engineer citation patterns? How do they figure out why the AI chose one source over another and then use that analysis to optimize? They should show you examples, talk about their iterative testing. It's a scientific approach.
Okay, that makes sense. Testing and refining.
Definitely. Also, ask about their content strategy for AI synthesis. How do they structure content so the AI understands it and humans still find it engaging? This might involve clear headings, concise paragraphs, logical flow making it easy for AI to grab facts, but still readable.
Balancing the machine and the human.
Precisely. How do they create content that AI can easily blend or synthesize with information from other sources? This means consistency, clear connections between ideas, maybe even linking out strategically to build trust signals for the AI.
And finally.
Finally, strategy integration and business alignment. GEO isn't an island. How do they connect it to your broader marketing goals? How do they balance it with traditional SEO? And crucially, how do they measure success beyond clicks in this zero-click world?
How does GEO build the brand, not just drive traffic?
Right. They should explain how GEO supports thought leadership, product discovery, overall brand presence, how it influences the customer journey, even when there's no click. It's about being present and trusted within the AI itself.
This is incredibly helpful for vetting agencies. Now let's flip it. We know what to look for. What about the red flags? What are those keyword era relics that should make us immediately hit the brakes on an agency?
Excellent question. Knowing what not to choose is just as vital. There are some very clear warning signs that an agency is stuck in the past.
Like what?
First big one. If they say, we guarantee first page rankings, just no, run away.
Because rankings are personalized and less central now.
Exactly. It's fundamentally obsolete. AI results are tailored. The whole idea of a universal number one rank is fading fast. The focus needs to be on visibility within AI answers, on semantic authority, not just a rank number.
Okay, guarantee, red flag. What else?
Second, beware of generic content marketing strategies that sound like they're straight out of 2015. That old spray and pray approach, just pumping out high volumes of keyword stuff blog posts, it doesn't work anymore. Because AI evaluates content differently. It looks for coherence, accuracy, unique insights, how well it answers complex questions. GEO needs precision content engineering. Every piece needs a purpose for both AI understanding and human value, not just hitting keyword targets.
So more content isn't the answer. It's about the right content structured correctly.
Precisely. Third red flag, outdated measurement frameworks. If an agency only talks about traditional metrics like organic traffic, keyword positions, bounce rate, they're missing a huge part of the picture.
Because of zero-click and AI citations.
Right. When AI answers directly, those old metrics don't capture your true visibility or influence. The best agencies track AI citations, brand mentions and AI answers, cross-platform consistency, alongside traditional metrics where they still make sense. They understand building authority in AI responses is valuable even without a click.
Okay, so avoid rank guarantees, generic content plans, and old metrics. What should we look for instead? What does a good modern agency emphasize?
Instead, you want agencies that demonstrate systems thinking over isolated tactics. They don't just tweak pages. They engineer entire content ecosystems for AI discovery. They talk about content clustering, knowledge hubs, using internal linking and entity connections to build broad semantic authority.
Seeing the bigger picture.
Yes. Look for genuine technical sophistication. They need to understand the underlying math and logic of modern search vector embeddings, semantic similarity, how clustering algorithms work, and, critically, be able to translate that into practical strategies you can understand. They explain the how, not just the what.
They need to be able to teach you, essentially.
In a way, yes. They need to make the complex accessible. And finally, seek strong integration capabilities. GEO shouldn't be a silo. The best agencies weave it into traditional SEO, PR, social media, your overall brand strategy.
It's part of the whole marketing mix.
Absolutely. They show how GEO insights can inform other channels, how it amplifies your message everywhere, not just in one narrow search box. They connect the dots for you.
This deep dive today, it really hammers home that this isn't just a small tweak to our search strategy. We're fundamentally rethinking how visibility and authority get built in an AI-powered world.
It's a massive shift, no doubt about it. Exciting? But it demands a completely new kind of thinking and a new kind of partnership with your agency.
Yeah.
And if you connect this to the bigger picture, the agencies that are going to lead, the ones you want to partner with, they're already preparing for a future where those traditional search results might even disappear entirely, replaced by AI interfaces giving direct answers.
Planning for what's next, not just what's here.
Exactly. Your partner needs to be building strategies that are durable, that remain relevant as search keeps evolving, not just reacting to yesterday's news. The choice isn't whether to adapt anymore. That ship has sailed.
Right.
It's about choosing partners who truly understand the trajectory and are actively engineering your brand's future within that new reality.
So that really leaves us all with a provocative question to think about, doesn't it? What content are you creating today that will still be relevant, discoverable, and retrievable by AI systems 5 years from now? And maybe more importantly, are you working with someone who can genuinely help you engineer that future for your brand?